It's 1937, and a forest is something we take for granted. If we are missing it somewhere, we can just cultivate it. San Francisco Parks Superintendent John McLaren authorized the planting of thousands of Monterey cypresses and pines to cover the scrubby cliffs here at Land's End during the 1920s. These days, the Works Progress Administration is providing jobs to those hit hardest by the Great Depression by hiring them to plant more trees. All this activity reminds us that a park is not nature, a thing in itself. A park is a thing for us, and so we garden. Our sense of what makes a park picture perfect will change in the early 21st century to revalue an apparent naturalness and nativeness that mostly, but not completely, predates our presence in this landscape. But at the same time, the earth itself has refused to stand still, evolving according to its own logic, trying to adapt to the impacts of our human activities. And so, even as we garden to restore what once was, those trees, plants, and birds that need the warmth of southern climates to flourish are making their way slowly northwards. Their migration is scarcely perceptible as you stand here in real time. But if you listen, perhaps the sound of the trees contains the promise of their movement.
Stop your CD or MP3 player here. Continue west on the trail until you reach a little valley and some stairs leading up the hill. Stop by the sign warning of dangerous cliffs.